But that was on the outside, and things were different then. We'd built our world together.
So, what's in Scotland? At this time of year, cold.
Scottish people.
Well, true, but
no, it's actually up there at the minute. It's bizarrely mild, so we're heading up to the Cairngorms, and generally that's because there's snow. But it is now unseasonably mild, and a lot of the snow is melting. But it's also set to be dry and not pissing it down like it is here. So
I'm fine with that. Mainly pissing down here as well, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's what you get this time of year.
It sort of feels like spring because it's warmer, but it's also just raining.
Well, my birthday is 21st of March. That's officially the start of spring. That's why they decided that date. So I always know when it's
good planning.
Because although the other year it snowed on my birthday, so what the fuck do they know?
My birthday is the 25th of March, and I've also had birthday plans called off because of snow. So, yeah.
Oh, you were in the first week of cancelled birthdays under lockdown then?
Yes, I was. Yeah. Yes, my birthday was me in my flat on my own. I even made myself a cake and drank a bottle of Prosecco.
I did the drinking bit. I did plenty of drinking. My birthday was that Saturday when everything shut down.
Yes. Yeah.
I was due to go and see Steve Martin at the Albert Hall.
Oh, wow.
Got cancelled.
Yeah, that didn't happen, did it?
Yeah, never rescheduled. I will never see Steve Martin. I'm aware he's been shit for like 35 years, but I still need to see him because he's Steve Martin. He did funny stuff when I was a small kid.
Yeah, he was funny then.
Yeah. Even if he isn't anymore, at least I know that for myself.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be like the equivalent when I went to see David Duchovny on tour with his band.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Yep.
That's like
their band.
That's like going to see Nick Knowles.
Yeah, but fitter.
No, it's like exactly the same as going to see Nick Knowles.
It was great. I mean, the music shit.
Yeah.
They're called Hell or High Water. It was shit, but I was just like, oh my God. Like, yeah, teenage me was very excited.
It used to be on telly.
Yeah. It was like watching your dad do karaoke, I'm not going to lie, but. I had a nice time.
That's what it's all about. And
he took his shirt off.
No one was there to listen to the music.
No, definitely not. And he ran up the stairs and he ran past me and was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It makes you wonder why he bothered. He could have just got out there and
he could have done low
and pretended to not see an alien or something for a bit. I never saw the show. So better TV shows out there, as we
always. Oh, it's the best. I mean, obviously we've heard that, but that for me is the best TV show in the world.
Someone explained to me that every episode was the same. Right, I've never watched it. This is someone who was a fan. They said to me, "What happens is something weird's happening. It's probably about aliens, but the government then cover it up."
Oh, I'm so offended.
Is that not true?
Yeah, oh, I'm going to get really nervous now.
She's an X-Files fan, and she says that's what happened.
Oh, I feel like that, like on a general scale, basically something scary happens. Is it something that can be rationally explained? Sure. But is that what it is? No, obviously not. There are some alien ones, but a lot of the time, there is also just some weird monster. It's great. It's my comfort show.
I might have added in the alien bits. So I couldn't remember that much. So. But she said weird stuff goes on.
Weird stuff happens.
The aliens.
I mean, it'd be shit though, wouldn't it? If it was the X-Files, they'd just like, oh, I was going to get a coffee, actually.
I know, but probably
get a burger.
These shows that go on for too long is that
there's
of them becoming a little bit formulaic. And
Definitely. Anyway, it jumped the shark very early on.
Yeah. How many episodes? So how many series of it were there?
around in the last two new ones that have been in the last like 5 years.
They're still making them, bloody hell.
They're still making them. There are 11 series.
Fuck my hat.
I think it peaked at about series 7.
That's American TV seasons. Yeah. So that's like 20 episodes a season.
Yeah, there is a lot. I don't know if there's that many.
200 episodes or something.
Can't remember. I think, do you know what? I don't know now. I don't know if some of them only have like 12 episodes per series.
Okay. All right. So it might just be under
200. But they are long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Prison Cell Block H has 692 episodes. That's all I'm. I'm not saying that makes it better. But it's one of
that's for the people to say.
It's one of several reasons. It's okay. So, what do you know of the show, Prisoner?
I know that my mum used to watch it when I was younger, and generally on a it must have been a weekend because it was on late, and I remember it being on TV. So it must have been at the weekend because I wouldn't have been allowed to stay up. Because it was school. But I remember probably falling asleep on the settee Friday or Saturday night and then waking up and it being on TV and my mum watching it. That's what I remember. I remember it existing. I remember some of those faces that are behind you. But yeah, so I do know of it.
Do you know
I remember names? The shaky scenery. That was good.
Do you know any names of these people behind me?
No, I don't. I don't remember any names.
All right. It's as well because the random episode that got selected for you is from an era that doesn't have most of these people in. So
great start. I imagine they're all called Sheila. I don't know.
I'm trying to work out if any character was ever called Sheila. And off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
You missed the trick.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be like Sheilas and Bruces and... Or is it Sheila and Bruce I. I'm not sure how it works.
I think Bruce I. Yeah.
Right, but the random episode it came up is episode 546. Right.
Great. Okay.
Now
so that's quite late on.
Yeah, and also I'm one of those people who say that it really went to shit in the 500s for a bit. But I think I know. So not only are you seeing Prison Cell Block H for the first time properly, but you're also
going as to an adult with my adult eyes.
Actually, you might not, because this is like 546. I've got a feeling that this is going to be but there's a big storyline that happened in like the mid 500s, end of the 500s. It went on its arse for a bit,
right? And, okay.
There was some ludicrous. Story. There's always ludicrous storylines.
Were there aliens?
But they were proper ludicrous storylines at the end. It was just treading. It was treading water for about 50 episodes, and then it came back at the end. So it was all
right. Right. Okay. But, good. I'm excited.
But I think 545 is. We might be in the middle of a decent story.
Okay.
So we'll see. Because I have this thing to. Because I'm not expecting you to remember the previous 545 episodes. So luckily I've got the Megbot, which will bring up the recap of any previous episode. So what I'm going to do is program in the recap for episode 545. So you can listen to that and work out exactly where we are in the grand scheme of things.
Amazing. Okay. Does it happen in a prison? And is it called Cell Block H?
Do you need more now? I don't have to play the recap. It's fine. I think you've pretty much got it.
Nailed it.
Now, you can. It might help you work out who the characters are, because there are about a million of them.
Great. Okay. It's an ensemble cast. I'm excited.
Oh, huge. It's a huge cast. I believe there are more people who've been in Prison Cell Block H than there are in Australia.
Have they all been in Neighbours as well?
Most of them have, yeah.
Is Kylie in it? And Jason Donovan?
Jason Donovan's dad.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was in Neighbours as well. I just can't remember his name. So, he's just known as Jason Donovan's dad.
Good.
He really needs to sack his publicist.
No, he doesn't
need
it.
Publicist.
Publicist, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's call him... Dave Donovan. He was Dave Donovan's in it. Stephen Dennis was in it, famously. Paul Robinson,
probably yes. still. He's coming to do like quite big things now, though, hasn't he? He's in like Hollywood shit.
Paul Robinson,
isn't he? I'm thinking somebody else. He's always a bad guy, obviously.
I don't know.
Hang on, I need to look at this. I need to think if I'm thinking about the right person or not.
He did. He had a hit single over here with.
Did he?
About 1989. I don't want to get all Paul Gambaccini on your ass, but I've got a feeling it was called "Don't It Make You Feel Good," and it was from
1989.
Oh, that's making me feel uneasy. The reason I kind of remember it far more than I should, because I think it wasn't a big hit. It might have gone to like around 20 in the charts. This is at a time where all you had to do was be in an Australian soap and have like a number one.
Yeah.
Hit. He got to number 20. That should probably show you the quality of the song.
But, I believe him.
Yeah, a mate of mine at school wasn't really into music and had one record, and it was that.
And that's a damning statement.
I don't know what's worse, having no records at all or having one record and it being that.
I mean, my one CD for quite a while was the first Spice Girls album.
You know this is recorded.
I'm proud to admit it. Spice up your life, Greg.
is that the one that's got Who Do You Think You Are on?
Yes, absolute banger.
That's a banger, yeah. I'll give them stop. The rest of it can be stopped.
And then, at uni as well, when I was at uni, one of our... Oh, I think it was like our end, like graduation party or something. We had Carl Kennedy come and play. That was good.
I don't know who Carl Kennedy is, but I know the name.
From Neighbours?
Yeah, I know it was after I stopped watching Neighbours. Because I watched...
Neighbours? You know this is recorded, right?
I watched as a kid. Okay. Right? So I saw when Kylie was in it.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Up to when Natalie Imbruglia left.
Okay.
And I decided there's really no point continuing.
There's nothing in it for me anymore.
This clearly isn't for me. I'm not the desired demographic for this show
Fair
anymore.
Enough.
So Fair I'm going. So no, Natalie. That's it. They're going to have to do better.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, but Carl Kennedy. I know the woman who played his wife in Neighbours played a character in Prisoner called Julie. And I'm trying to think if we're in Julie era or not.
Oh, so I hope so.
So if you know who Carl Kennedy is, you might know his wife, and you might see her 20 years before she was in Neighbours.
We got shit in the big time.
I know, after all that, she might not be in this one, but we'll find out. We'll see.
Anyway. I can't wait.
Anyway, let's play the recap to episode 545.
Previously, on Prisoner Cell Block H, instead of accepting Joan's resignation, Anne pulls up a chair for her, saying they have a few things to discuss. Ruth asks Dennis to take her to the governor and accuses Joan of bashing her. Etty is questioned about the bank job, and claims Cody Jarrett gave her the gun. Anne covers for Joan and claims that she and Joan were in her office together for half an hour. She suggests that Ruth must have had a nasty fall in her cell and be suffering from concussion. Joan admits she is amazed at Anne's attitude, but Anne tells her there must be no further action against
Ruth. A lot of Joan and Anne.
And there's a lot of Joan and Anne, and I'm worried about Anne and her nasty fall.
Media or anyone else about the
no,
incident.
Anne didn't have a
Daphne
nasty fall.
Finds the
Joan had the fall.
In Ruth's
no,
cell.
Ruth had the fall.
Joan
arrives
and covers I already can't keep up.
Piecing it together. Nevertheless, Daphne has seen enough to know a man was handing a parcel to Joan. Ruth returns to her cell to find her phone has been cut off. Dennis warns her not to kick up too much.
I'll explain why Ruth has a phone
find
a
out about
yeah.
her child.
And how did they do the bank job? They're in prison.
Etty's lawyer tells Meg he thinks says he can get Etty's charges dropped. Ruth instructs
they're in prison because of the bank job. Fair enough.
Her plan. Get rid of Myra.
Yeah, sometimes they were outside the prison,
drugs.
Sometimes they were in Neighbours.
Etty insists her lawyer tells the judge she's guilty and refuses to allow him to apply for bail. Anne and Dennis collude to delay Ruth contacting her solicitor. The police work out Etty's probable involvement with the gang that pulled off the payroll job. When she is confronted by the women about the photo Daphne found, Ruth blames
her
for framing Myra. Pippa is offhand and nervous around Simon. Anna
arrives
home and meets him for the first time. Perhaps inspired by Mervyn's gallant speech to Joyce when he comes to pick her up for a date, Meg suggests she and Dennis move in together. Dennis
you're not Jimmy Savile.
Proposing to Meg and is
accepted. Oh, Dennis is Etty runs rings around the police
who are trying to get her to admit like she knows fellows.
He's Yorkshire.
Realizes that Pippa is he? What a legend.
So fucking Yorkshire.
What's he doing over there? Came to get
rid of her when she comes to her cell
wanting to chat. After Thea
did it,
Mervyn and Joyce return to his flat.
Oh, he's shoehorned in reference to the Yorkshire puddings and cricket.
When Joyce returns to Meg's early next morning, she finds that Norm has left a note for Joyce to say that his colleague Beryl Simmons is being very supportive. Myra returns to the women and is brought up to date by May and Willie. At Etty's hearing, she shouts down her solicitor and annoys the judge so much she is sent on remand to Wentworth.
That'll be a weird
Pippa tells Simon she might want to work in Japan or England and can't do that if she's tied down in a relationship. Anne persuades the federal police that Ruth's contacts with the outside world should be cut. Myra lets Ruth know that she's worked out that it
was an unfortunate name.
Is about to bash her when Dennis arrives to take her to the governor's office. Etty is taken to her cell by Joan. The feds put more pressure on Ruth by pretending that one of the people she exposed has given them a lot of information and they threaten to discredit her with her husband by making it look as though it came from her.
Wow, what an episode that was.
What an episode. I want to watch that one.
That was the recap. I mean, that squeezed a TV hour into just 3 minutes.
Bloody hell.
So,
there's a lot going on.
There's always a lot going on.
Yeah.
At no point could you, even if you like the show or don't, you couldn't look at it and go, there's nothing happening.
No.
There's always stuff happening. It's just, it might not necessarily always be good.
And when you hear about it like that as well, when you hear it like the synopsis, if you watched Orange is the New Black?
I have. It's shit, isn't it? He wants to see a TV show about women in prison.
Oh, exactly. It's crap. But now, I sort of want to watch it, because it's pretty good.
Ironically, right, the problem I have with it is there's too many characters.
There is a lot, and I can't keep up.
And if the character's shit, and they have their own kind of episode, because I used to have, like, flashback episodes, because the people who made it had watched Lost. So they used to flashbacks to see how they ended up in prison. And if it's a shit character, you can just your brain just goes, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, definitely.
In prison.
Yeah. So I hope they stay there.
And to start with, like the first couple of years, the main character in it, can't remember her name, but she was like a blonde girl.
Mm.
She was fucking annoying.
Well, I kind of liked what I liked about it, though, is that nobody in it was nice. Everybody was an arsehole.
Some of them were
all right. Nobody's redeemable.
Some of them you wanted to do well, some of them you didn't, and some you just didn't want to even be in the programme.
No, but I did get bored quite early on.
Yeah, it's fine if you've got shows like that where you have people to root for, people to root against. What you don't want is people in the middle that no one gives a shit about.
The beige people.
Yeah, beige is the new beige, as the show could have been called.
That's the follow-up. It's all the shit ones.
That's it. We've got all gone blurry. Yeah, in the
really blurry.
There you go. That's better. I think we're in the khaki era as well.
Oh, nice new uniforms.
Behind me, it's very much blue and grey.
That's what I remember. That behind you with the check.
Yeah. So you remember, but they've still got checks, but they've moved from kind of blue and grey into kind of beige and khaki.
Nice.
So everything
was there a reason for that? Do we get to find out why?
It was the mid-80s.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's all the reasoning they needed.
Shades of brown.
So I think this the photo behind me is about 1982. So what we're about to see is probably about 85.
Mm-hmm.
84 or 85. So
85 is the year I was born, so it's good, yeah.
We'll be the judge of that after seeing the episode, won't we?
I'm already going in on a high, so.
If I can find the air date, imagine if this was aired on your birthday.
Oh,
I'm going
That'd be
to find
amazing.
out.
A birthday present.
Some Googling later.
All right. Well, the first hit comes up. It says that original air date 19th of April 2013. So I know that that's not true.
No, that is not true.
Right. So what more can I do from this new feature called live Googling?
Some more Googling later.
Not much. Feel free to Google along at home.
Not much. What episode are we on?
Episode 546. I mean, there's loads telling me stuff I don't want to know, but
surely it's not this difficult.
Oh wait, so we're in series 7. We're in apparently. All right, I found it. I found it.
It'd have been quicker to have asked fucking Jeeves.
This was 13th of June, 1985.
Oh, gutted.
That's it.
Still a good year, though. Vintage year.
Was there an episode on your birthday?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, there's an episode on my birthday. It doesn't say what it was, but it was directed by Steve Mann, if that helps.
Great name.
So, some important information that probably these. That's why I don't mention air dates and stuff like that. I've just remembered because it's fucking boring.
And also, like, yeah, because you'll get like, well, it was this date in the UK and this date in here. And yeah, because that one that I just found. So this one said UK air date was 1998.
Yeah, but also airing it in the UK would have been completely different anyway because every ITV region showed it at different stages.
Was it on ITV?
It was on ITV, and then later on it was on Channel 5.
Right, okay.
And, but, like, Central started showing it in the late 80s, and I went full in on it, and they were showing, like, 2 or 3 episodes a week. But other ones showed it over a course of, like, 12 years.
Right.
So it varied.
They need to bring it back. I think you need to get behind some kind of petition to bring it back. Recast it, bring it back.
No, they've done that. There's a show called Wentworth, which I'm
sure. I forgot about that.
I'm never going to watch.
Yeah, I forgot that existed. Yes, you're right.
It all looks a bit professional and yeah, they've got a bit of a budget and it all.
Yeah.
It's not
it's better if it looks like it's done by Ambra.
Well, yeah. Bottom line.
Bob Odd Senior, not meet it.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. Right, so are you ready for this roller coaster?
I don't know if I could ever be ready, but I'm ready to watch it. Emotionally, I'm not ready.
You may never be again
or anything. But what will happen is I'll go away and I'll watch the next one. And you see what happens.
But, yeah, imagine that happens. And you end up watching the next 150 episodes and then going, well, now we'll go back to the start. And you watch all the way from the start again. Because that's what's happened to me.
if I'm ever ill and I'm like, yeah, I'm off ill like for a week with flu or whatever, I'm just going to watch this.
Yeah.
I've already decided.
That's pretty much what it's like. And every single episode on YouTube as well.
Amazing. That's sold. What I
mean. Right. Okay. Let's have a look at episode, what is it, 546.
Why not watch along with us? It's the best way to enjoy our insightful analysis. There's a YouTube link in the episode blurb.
I'd like to make it legal.
And you talk about romance?
That's Dennis, by the way.
Oh, that's my Yorkshire fellow.
Yeah,
there he is.
Smelling his fingers.
Look at him.
Typical Yorkshire, Jen.
What's he been doing?
Well, he's just proposed to Meg. He can work
out. Oh, yeah. Fair enough. So who's this?
That's Meg.
Oh, Meg. Oh, hello.
That's Myra beating up Ruth.
The freak was boarded in, but it was your coffee that I had the pleasure of drinking the other night. It was very nice of you to send Daphne over to keep me company.
This is very streetcar named Desire. Look at it.
I'm a professional criminal. I could go out and rob again.
That's Etty.
Not to mention shooting some poor innocent young policeman. I'll go out and do that too. I'll walk
and
out
and is Princess and I'll Diana.
I'm just going to say that.
Never heard anything like that.
Your Worship, may I request a psychiatric evaluation
I'll be insisting on it. She'll be committed for trial and held on remand at Wentworth Detention Centre.
Now, there's a man who knows his job.
I like her glasses, though.
Cooperative, we can forget what we know already, but if you decide to play dumb...
That's Ash.
That's not the bloke from George and Mildred. Loyal stuff.
Just look like him.
Ruth is the wife of some kind of gangland boss.
Right.
So they've got they're hiding her in the prison so they can try and make her turn state evidence. Which is why she gets all like extra nice things. Like a phone.
So is she the one with the phone?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Take my word for it, that woman is trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something, Myra Desmond. You might be top dog. Doesn't mean you can pick me mates.
That was a shit shot.
Look, love, she's only out for herself. Oh, I reckon she's not the only one.
There was an episode where they potted one and they all looked genuinely shocked. should the take carry on?
Like the scene in, is it Alien when she gets the aliens, whichever one it is, Resurrection, and she gets the basketball. Oh, she wasn't expecting that hug.
You see, you can compare and contrast the colour of the shirts from the photo behind me and the blue to khaki. It's happened.
There's a lot of nylon going on.
Well, it's famously the most flammable show in history.
Where's my statue? Mick Toba, she put it in the rec room.
Yeah, it was here, but we had to put it out in the garden. It looks terrific.
Etty was essentially a doddery old woman they got in to replace Lizzie. Who's that one?
Oh, yeah, I see, she's on Remember Lizzie. Remember Lizzie. Lovely.
Because for some reason the writers decided at all times there needed to be a doddery old woman in there.
How do you appeal to all your audiences?
The judge just had no choice.
I thought she was settling in so.
That's Princess Margaret. But Diana got Margaret now.
Oh, I've never noticed that before. She is a virgin. Also, look at the colour scheme in that office.
Perfect.
Honestly, some people will walk in and they'll just feel like a floating head.
I can imagine the reaction.
Yes, she wasn't impressed.
Won't be easy for you having her here.
No, I suppose not.
As a matter of fact, it won't be easy for any of us.
Why? What do you mean?
The federal police have given Ballinger an ultimatum. If she doesn't give them the names they want...
Ballinger is Ruth.
So that her husband thinks she's double...
Right, okay.
What?
They'll give a statement to the press, implying that she's given them all the information they want.
But if the...
Who's the officer lady? Who's that? Meg?
Meg,
then,
yeah.
They'll just turn around and
their uniforms are very military.
They're worried about her husband and his associates.
Yeah, well, for me, they've upgraded from grey to khaki.
Much more to yeah. them. They'll do anything to silence her.
And obviously, all the furniture is beige.
What are you going to do? Sure. Yeah. Everything was beige.
There's still hints of brown knocking around, but it's mainly beige.
I do have some news, though.
What?
Dennis has asked me to marry him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember why.
That's wonderful. I'm so...
I can't remember why they're getting married.
Oh, well, true love.
No, you two will be very...
Yeah,
happy,
but
thanks.
Dennis was engaged to Heather.
It's up to you and Dennis.
Who did...
But if you do, you better be ready karate. For leg pulling.
And well, then he disappeared with it, came back, and then was suddenly the getting married to Meg.
What a player.
You mean you actually like it here?
Oh my word, yes. I mean, all my friends are here. It's nice to get back to some decent prison grub, too.
Oh, Ruth, I'm sorry I didn't see you come in. Do you want me to stand in the queue for your food?
Please don't worry about it, Daphne. I just thought I'd like some fish salad and if you're inviting me like for company.
Oh, okay. Well, if there's anything you want, you just tell me, all right?
Thank you, I will.
Okay.
She looks a bit like Mark Coleman, doesn't she? Very
Is she full of jizz?
It surprised me that someone as nice as you was involved in a bank holdup.
I was getting desperate. I tried everything to get back inside. Of course, I would.
That hair's great. I remember my mum having hair like that.
Double everything, you don't mind, do you?
Just a little salad for me, thank you.
I had a lot of help from a friend of mine, Mr. Fellows. Oh, he's a very.
Would you be asked to have salad in prison? Like,
yes, that's
nah.
Do I look like I'd be asked to have salad
he's a good
ever?
Friend of mine.
Is he
Well, good, good point, no. You must can I have that Sanders side of chips, please?
I have salad on my kebab. It makes all the
difference. I'm not slipping of that acid,
and she'd get what she deserves. God, no, go salad, yeah, why not? I want to diet. I love some of that salad covered in fat, please.
Yeah, like garlic mayo. I'm sure as hell going to find out. I want to know if Ballinger's got any more
drugs, so I need her out of the way for a while. Help is my middle name, dear. Can't remember who she is, but I don't like her. I don't want her. Myra was good. The one
she's sniveling. Well, Myra looks like a badass. I like her.
Oh, I fucking hated that character. I can't remember what her name was, but it began with J.
Which one?
Blonde.
Oh, the blonde one.
Great idea. Jenny. That's it. The fact is, I've got a car. She didn't kill her grandmother. Really, that's the interesting thing about her.
So she didn't do anything.
She got in prison for killing her grandmother. Really needs a couple of hours to shift this headache. Didn't do it.
Well, yes.
See, he
and still hung around for a while afterwards. Now stop being so English about it, Simon. Now she is Princess Anne's daughter.
Right. Okay.
Can't remember who the bloke is, but I was just on my
way to work. He looked like he'd be a philanderer with his open shirt. It's like, nah.
He might be the one who's just left his wife to come. I just want to thank you. To run away with her.
See, anyway, I didn't even know who he was, but I can tell he's a wrong.
But later on, she returned with a man who looked like Noel Edmonds.
So she's winning then. Let me give you some more
stuff. But Noel Edmonds also used to run a cult in this.
Really?
But same actor, might have been a different character, I'm not sure.
Okay, good. Oh, I'm bored, Meg. Where can I go back to work? You'll be down poster. Tomorrow. Oh,
laundry. All right, laundry. Well, I don't know, you're on remand, Etty. You can wear your clothes. I assume that is Lexi's room. Feel and
right, I'll get Boy George.
In 1984, she came in dressed as Boy George when she first started. Because 1984 in Australia is still 1982 here, so...
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just that I would have liked you to have come to...
Dennis and I are getting married. Oh, Mick, a lovely win! No one's asking. Hang on a minute, you haven't even been going out together.
She's going to invite the inmates to a wedding. Is that what she's trying to do?
They probably have a wedding indoors in the prison. They've done a couple of them. Doreen got married in the prison. Rabbit got married in the prison. You sound happy? Yeah, I am. I don't think Meg and Dennis ever got married, but I can't remember why. Nice young man. What's
his name now? Dennis? Well, I hope they did. He's splendid.
What a lovely... Oh, sorry, spoiler, they don't.
Oh. Well, Etty, I haven't gotten
over the fact that both... Oh, I do remember why, actually. But that would be a spoiler.
Okay. Don't tell me.
Lionel okay. Phillips. Cover your ears for a second, and I will tell the listeners.
Okay. That's
right. Dennis exploded. Look, Etty, would you do me a favour? If I can... I need to get a message. There you go, I'll cover your ears.
Thanks. Unfortunately, they won't let me
have any visitors or make any telephone calls. The good thing is you've got no idea if I'm lying or not. That's a handy thing.
Well, I hope he did, because that's quite a way to go out.
No, he wasn't one of Jim Fletcher's children. He can contact my lawyer, tell my husband. Which is a tremendous reference. But you won't get it.
I don't get it, but it made me laugh anyway. You're an old friend of his, aren't you? Of course I will. Good. Tell him that you'd like... So is this woman in the blue, she's Ruth, she's a gangland wife.
Yes. You say you've picked it all up already.
I know. I can tell she's got painted nails, so she's got some luxuries. That's the word. You can rely on me. I'll have the pillowcases next. Whatever you say. She's got great hair. You want to have a
joint when we get outside? Was someone cut all her Boy George hair off, and that's why it looked like that. Oh,
come on. It's great.
There's Julie. Right, there's Julie, who is married to Carl Kennedy in Neighbours.
Oh, in the one she was talking to?
Yeah. And, right, okay. So this is, I don't know when, so this is early 80s, so 20 years' time she'll be in Neighbours.
Well, my head's screwed on, but isn't it? Give them to me. I'll do it.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Daphne's a bit of a...
Do you know what time the break is?
No, bit of a klutz.
Fuck it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is during the worst era, because they had all these characters get introduced overnight. You all set for after work? Which is always like the sign that shows disappearing up its own ass.
Yeah.
And they introduce loads of new characters for no reason.
Definitely.
They moved them in from another prison. So there was like five of them. And they were all shit. And they spent far too much time there. That's Joyce, who looks a bit like Daniel Kitson.
And, I was going to say, she's got glasses like Jeffrey Dahmer, but yeah. Kitson is a better reference.
But when Kitson had hair, it was hair like
that. It was, yeah.
Simon's just gone back to the hotel.
Oh, God. I hope Mervyn's not in this yet.
She's up in the bathroom.
Mervyn.
She's been very rude, Pippa.
Oh, come on, Melvin.
You can't imagine what a relief it Melvin was when she turned
on. Melvin or Mervyn, my least favourite character.
Look, I have been with
well, now I hope he's in it. I want to see who he is.
All he does is try and get an answer out of
him. Chef.
He's come a long way. He deserves one.
I think he's meant to be comedy relief, but he's just a twat.
Right, okay. It's very clear to him. So is Princess Margaret her mum?
Yes.
Right, okay.
And now you're complaining? Sorry.
Oh, fuck off, Jenny.
How are you, Mrs. Reynolds?
No, Jenny's too simpering. I don't like it.
I'll get my things. Yeah, and she's been released from prison now.
Imagine she needs a pair of balls on her. She's
imagine what she was like when she was in prison. Constantly crying and saying, I didn't kill my nan.
Don't lecture me, Mum. I can't stand it.
No one in there cares.
Nobody just cares.
You can drive her. Here are my keys.
I don't care, nobody just met.
More clearly.
Yeah, that's an instant dislike of Jenny.
I do love the big hair in the 80s.
Now this is better than a go on the Big Dipper. Do go. Go on, try some, grows on you. Oh, I'll bite your bum.
Oh, quickly, Steffi.
Oh.
Oh, here it is, what do you reckon?
Oh, it's...
No, I know really you're about to say, yeah, why she got that hat on.
Got all the ivy in
I am.
Well,
what do you reckon?
I don't know.
It'll be sort of a bit old.
I mean, it's snazzy. I'll give it that.
I've never thought of it before.
It's a great hat.
It might be the only scene that hat ever appears in.
I'm putting in a bid for Top Dog. Are you? I'll need your backup, Ruth.
I always like, in anything, in any TV show like this, watching the extras in the background.
So you will support me?
Oh, they're great in this, because most of them were there for the whole run as well. They just hang around in the background for 7 years, never having a line. There's one who looks like Barry Cryer, who's always there.
Is it Barry Cryer, though?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, well, what's she got? She'll be alive now.
I think she's trying to find drugs.
Myra wants to go on the weekend.
Myra doesn't like drugs in the same way that Bea didn't like drugs, who was the character who did exactly the same job before her.
Okay.
That.
But is Myra like the boss? She's like the...
Top dog.
Yeah, top dog. Everything goes through me.
Yeah.
She does what she's looking for.
I mean, to be honest, it started wonky, Myra. I wouldn't worry about it.
So is this that Ruth's room because it's all fancy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why there appears to be an Oscar at the back.
And satin bed sheets.
Oh, that's it. And a top quality TV from 1985.
I think I had one like that.
I told them. I still have.
It's what you want. They tell. Is
it coming? Oh, what's the right shape for it? You don't want the widescreen ones. The way to the show. Are you sure you know what you
have to say? Absolutely not.
Yes. Maybe tell me
what I wanted to move around up and put around on that tape.
The most important thing is this.
On that statue.
Oh,
she's
right,
like,
okay.
Her fingers, look. She's like, hello.
You're like Rick Mayall when he grabs hold of that dildo by accident.
I don't know. I slapped it on the arse as she walked away.
There's already a really good podcast about bottom, otherwise I'll do that. But...
that will be good, actually. She's handy, isn't she? Hey, what's she found?
Unspecified drugs. The best kind.
You know it's drugs because it's in a paper bag.
What do you think you're doing, Desmond?
Oh, that is...
I thought Mr. Fellows Terry. Was coming.
Thought it better not the be guard? Stacey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay.
Oh, it's about Ruth Ballinger.
How do you know?
And what? She might be in a what relationship already now? With Joan.
That's
have we ever seen Joan yet, have we?
To let him know about
I don't think there's anybody being called. Look at this guy. The feds. Look at Miami Vice over here. Yes, check him out.
And Arnie doesn't know about this.
What the fuck's happened to Miami Vice? Was Miami Vice left in a fire?
She can't make any phone calls, you see.
How is he Miami Vice?
It was a little earring and like the rolled up sleeves.
People in Miami.
It's a trick.
You see, Australian version.
The feds have now got the names of all
what,
the big fish
non-beautiful person, not in Miami. Pouncing.
Yeah, pretty
the
much.
The point is, it's a trick.
It's a trick.
Maybe
right.
Miami Lice might have been.
And Mr. Fellows yes. ought to know.
He certainly should.
Ah, right, okay. He worked for Lionel Fellows, who was a... He's kind of like the chief drug lord, wannabe gangster guy, who is constantly referred to, but hardly ever seen.
Listen.
Right.
I just caught Desmond.
But yeah, so that's Terry. She's Joan's girlfriend.
Right. Is Joan an inmate?
No, Joan is the freak who is the... officer who is now, essentially the baddie, the show's baddie.
Ooh, okay. The good poodle pen.
The woman playing Terry also used to play Sharon about 400 episodes ago.
Your grandmother's been in.
Oh, nice. Oh, so they're doing a bit of recycling. Good.
Said you were to go up as
it happens surprisingly
you,
often.
And could you make Pippa a cup of coffee?
It's off, Jenny. That should have been Angela Lansbury, that character.
I'm guessing Angela Lansbury was busy.
Nah, she wasn't.
What, with her career and that?
She'd have dropped it for Prisoner, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, mid-80s, so she's probably doing murder, she wrote by now. Oh, she hasn't killed her yet. Right, spoiler alert. Her grandmother appears to still be alive. Let's hope this is the episode where she doesn't
I hope
kill
so.
Her.
Yeah.
You knew how I was this morning.
So in my head, this woman Jenny looks a bit like Jerry Hall, like a shit version of Jerry Hall.
The doctor said it was just indigestion.
Like Jerry Hall from Wish or Teemu.
I'm sorry, but I'd already made arrangements to meet.
And the grandma is Barbara Cartland.
She does look like someone, but I can't think who it is. I'm not getting Jerry Hall vibes. It's someone else.
I think it's a jawline. Oof!
Bag.
Still, what a bitch.
You young girls think you're never good at yourselves.
Quite frankly, your opinion doesn't interest me.
Oh, Lord,
that was an excellent burn.
Pippa is really absolute prick.
Oh, no, I've got to leave by 5 o'clock.
She's meant to be kind of a glamorous jet setter who's been all over Europe and stuff like that.
The only thing wrong with her is.
But she's just kind of annoying.
Come on, Pippa.
I like the good look at the camera, then that was good.
Don't look for those. Don't pull at that thread. The whole show will collapse.
No, I like a look at the camera. It's good.
You'll be hearing things like people saying the actress's name instead of the character's name and stuff like that.
Perfect.
I think so.
Do you realise what you've done?
Yes, I've rust my tobacco.
It does play out like a kitchen sink drama.
Did you tell him that I'd given some names to the police?
You see, I'm of the opinion they work as independent little films. As long as you're given a little bit of knowledge on the way in.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see what you mean.
But you were explained in 3 minutes who all these people were.
Yeah.
Truth. You do a favour.
Oh, Struth.
Yeah.
Young Lexi's got a cigarette.
Al Stewart would have played that line better, though.
He might have been in Women's Prison.
That was 90% of his lines in Home and Away.
It was.
Already rolled for me, too.
Bloody hell, the size of that. What's that?
I don't know. It's like a Sunday morning one, isn't it?
Bloody hell. We offer tits. Oh, she
I mean,
is.
I mean, a Sunday morning one back in the day, obviously.
Obviously,
not,
yeah,
not,
yeah.
Not anymore.
Not
anymore.
Not now. Not respectable, upstanding member of society.
Well, So, I might be too.
What do you think?
Oh, fuck, it's Mervyn.
Can this guy...
mind me rearranging the things, well, just a bit.
No, not at all.
And what about the new curtains?
But they're certainly...
My jacket.
This has just made me realise that he's in the show until the end, and he's already in it now. So, there's like he's in it for like over 150 episodes.
They must love him, man.
How's it going? Pretty good.
I think everyone hates him. It's just that they didn't realise everyone hated him.
He looked like a game show presenter.
Yeah, I know, especially when you know that Malone and Ferguson...
A real kind of shit game show. On one of the, like, the last, the 800 channels.
I don't know, there's something going on if you ask.
What was that one, Challenge? Challenge TV?
No, because Challenge used to just show old episodes of Bullseye and stuff like that. And to be fair to him, he looks like he was a contestant.
Oh, shizzy, look. Bloody hell.
Egbert, pack up both lots.
Off a tits.
Edison, you've got some explaining to do.
Oh, boy, George is in for it.
I actually believed she...
Oh, fuck off, Jenny.
How could I be so stupid?
Jenny, too true.
This episode is just going to be called Oh, Fuck Off, Jenny.
Pip's right.
Yes, please do.
Anyway, let's I don't think Apple Podcasts would allow that. So. I
would have, really. If it's star it out a bit, it'd be fine.
Yeah, I might have to do that. it'll ruin the URL.
I've never known that feeling you do. Well, sometimes we do fight.
Oh, is Jenny a bit Daryl Hannah? Is it Daryl Hannah I'm thinking of?
Even though maybe. She's always in the wrong cheek.
I'm not sure it is by the end. Okay.
No, it won't. How can it be? I let Nana walk all over me. I just can't seem to fight back.
I really hope this is the episode where her grandmother dies.
I hope so. Oh, she does such awful. I want to see it.
Who doesn't want to see the death of an old woman?
She's a right bitch anyway, so it's fine.
She is, yeah.
Jenny needs to get some backbone, so...
If there's a character introduced like that, you know they're going to die soon. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Jen, come on. Look, she's an old lady. She can't hurt you.
So is Jenny related to these two then? Because why is she hanging about with them all the time?
I think her and Pip are a friend, old school friends.
Right, okay. Dinner. I have to get back to Wentworth. We'll be okay. She's going to poison her over dinner.
I don't know, perhaps I should just go home. Nana will be worried.
Come on, yeah, leave the show. Oh, fuck off, Mervyn. Oh, so many bad characters in this.
Perhaps if I help.
Oh, no.
Mervyn no, and Jenny and Lexi and...
No, sit down, relax.
I quite like this dynamic there.
It's all so neat.
I knew you'd be pleased.
They paired Joyce up with Mervyn. Joyce, and they kind of fucked up the Joyce character as well in order to do that.
But my clippings...
Clippings? Oh, you mean those little bits and pieces from magazines and papers?
Yes, they're the ones.
Oh, well, I threw them away.
Oh, shit.
You threw them away?
Yes, I thought you'd finished with
them. Yeah, wait, you live on, Mervyn.
Some of them were 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, no, it's clippings. Well,
it's all right, really. I've been...
Only serial killers have clippings.
Honestly, Mervyn, go post them. She'll admire you for it more in the end.
I
can't say
weren't important.
Oh my god.
If you were trying to design a shit jacket, you come up with that kind of thing. It's Joan. Finally, Joan shows up.
I remember Joan.
You would. She's the best character in prison. That's who Joan is. Make this work. It isn't easy. Well, it is. AKA the freak.
Yeah, I do remember.
You think it's that simple?
Well, isn't it?
I'm sure she's been in other stuff as well.
No. No, I can't
probably. I've got a feeling she was in Neighbours.
Maybe she was. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Because on the 40th anniversary of this, they had like a Neighbours... They had a weird scene in Neighbours that I've seen, which is a kind of prison cell block H reunion.
I think I sort of remember that happening.
On Neighbours.
Well,
Yeah, I think I do vaguely remember that happening, like being a bit of a crossover.
Yeah, and it would have been completely baffling to people.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have watched it, yeah. Because I covered that on our Christmas show, and we... Dad, who was on it with me, when this wasn't in Neighbours, though, was it? I went, yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Went,
I do remember it.
No, this wouldn't make any sense. And I was like, no, it really wasn't in Neighbours.
Can I get you a coffee or something? You don't have to, I'll be fine.
Oh, God, this woman. Doesn't
she? Yes, she does. She knows exactly what
to be fair, I hate the grandmother less than I hate Jenny.
Oh, people yes. It's better if you
because
just
I know that Jenny's going to be in about another 20 episodes now.
Well, I'd rather have somebody who is perpetually a bitch than somebody who's just an absolute wet blanket.
I'd rather have somebody who's dead in the show than someone who's Jenny in the show.
Do you know, it is so simple, it's brilliant. You're coming with me. To Japan.
Go with Pippa.
Go with Pippa to Japan for some reason.
Go with Pippa. Try Japanese life. Leave her.
I'll do it. Great.
And she'll smash her over the head on the way out.
Yeah, put a pillow over her head. Finish her off.
It's an enemy plot, that's what it is. Poisoning the tobacco.
I found out on one of the previous ones of these like that Lexi is played by the daughter of the producer. Patterson, which makes you understand how they may have gotten there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I always pay back. Definitely.
I'm not saying there was nepotism involved, so what are you but do I am also saying there was nepotism involved.
I'm not saying it happened, but I'm also saying it definitely happened.
Yeah. Because she's not very good, and also her character's shit.
Yeah.
Don't remember, I've had it for ages. Been so long since I've had any fags.
And it'll be several weeks before you get any more. I'm stopping your bar for another fortnight.
Bloody hell, you can't do that. That's three times in a row.
If you persist in deliberately flouting the rules,
I promise you I'll
do a great deal more than that. Don't
whatever the mid-80s version of Zing was,
and what about
that
her?
Was it.
I suppose she gets away with it.
Me?
Nobody gets away with anything. Etty?
Yes, sir.
Nobody gets away with anything, apart from all the stuff I constantly get away with. I mean, there's drugs in the back of a TV.
That'll be all. Now wait outside, both of you.
Oh, and God.
Move away from that door.
I love that. Etty's had a great night.
Ooh.
That proper mash, doesn't she? Feel a thing.
Oh, God, she's had the best time.
You should never touch my things again, you crazy old bat, and I'll bloody thump you.
Stop worrying, love. I'm sure it'll be worth the wait.
Oh, God, they're back. How high are them trousers?
Oh, no.
I said you had it up too high. You have to let it simmer.
Oh, my beautiful sweet. Oh.
Careful with that pan, Joycey.
Oh, my God.
Steel wall, you don't use steel.
Oh, sorry, I just realised they're his trousers.
How am I going to get it clean? Look, the sugar's all caramelised and burned all
I thought there was some kind of, like, necktie.
What about my sweets?
Your sweets didn't cost $75. I saved for weeks to buy that pen.
Oh, I hate it when they mention Australian money. I have no concept of that.
Look at it,
what it is.
Did you swear at me, Mervyn Pringle?
I didn't swear at you. But you're not going to blame this on me.
He didn't swear. He said buggered. I don't think I swear.
Joyce, tell him to go away and he'll never be in the show again. No, it'll be perfect.
She buggered up his pants.
That's all the thanks I get.
Hit him with a pan.
I've been wanting one for years.
She's really furious.
I don't care about your precious pan. I'll buy you another one and send it to you.
For $75?
Oof. Yeah, do you reckon that's a lot of money?
I don't know. I mean, £75 would be a lot of money for a pan, would it not?
Right, but this is Australia.
I know, but like inflation, surely that would be more now as well. Really? I don't know. Seems a lot.
I can never work out. Is that like the equivalent of £1 million or like 2 Turkish lira?
40
means. I can't work it out. It's like Canadian money.
I'm going to have a look at what $75 is now. In this day and age. Oh, okay. So $75 now is £38.83.
All right. So it's 2 for 1. Certainly
never been. Yeah. Yeah.
So if we assume that was the case,
yeah,
in 1985, and allow for inflation. Should be something over else. 39 years.
There was someone once.
Yeah.
That makes it, so instead of like being 38 quid, that makes it £40. So,
£40.
Is that a lot for a saucepan?
I mean, if it's a decent pan, I'd be pissed off if somebody ruined my non-stick pan. It's fucking fuming.
If you like, we can leave right
now. I'm pretty sure mine costs like a tenner each.
TK Maxx.
Yeah, I think I bought them online. But I mean, it costs a tenner each. I'm not sure.
The job.
I'd won four times better food. I knew this would happen, and I just wasn't sure. For a 40 quid pan compared to a 10 quid pan. And
so you could put that mini money in just buying a takeaway. They don't have to worry about
it. Together. That's a good idea, actually. Yeah. Next time I buy a pan, I won't have a pan. I will have a takeaway. And then next time I need to use a pan, I won't have the money because I've spent it on a takeaway. I don't think you've thought it through, have you?
I've not thought it through at all.
Just thought I'd let you know what a gem you're getting. I'm not just a pretty.
Hey, bloody hell, it's Dennis.
Don't know, market. Wait, Charlie.
Hey, you.
Bloody hell, where's my Yorkshire buddy?
Yeah, look, I can read.
I'm talking about cricket in a bit.
I hope so. Come on, please. No. James Herriot.
In fact, he appears to be dressed for cricket.
You don't deserve it.
Although I shouldn't really.
Yeah, they've made him look very British, haven't they?
Don't worry about that.
Is that more beige? It's hard to tell. I think that's, I like that's off-white rather than beige.
Oh, you do?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's I didn't right. realise I was going just
for a moment. Oh, Joyce.
Is everything all right?
Well, I
don't know. Oh, no, she's had an argument with Mervyn.
Pringle is an unthinking,
a dick.
Unfeeling idiot. I don't know what I ever thought.
He is all of those things.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, he'll be in another 150 episodes.
He will.
Oh, my head.
Oh, Etty's on the come down.
It feels as though it's been hit with a rock.
Serves you bloody right.
Well, I said I'm sorry.
You're flying mangle.
You great glass.
It's just a bag. You had no right to nick it, you thieving old bag.
Oh, I knew you weren't to know. Everything will be all right by the morning.
She definitely knew. And
don't look at me. If you haven't worked it out, June is the nice one, by the way. She's nice to everyone. Yeah.
She's looking after everybody, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's me that's got to go without any bloody buy-up.
Well, look, you can have my buy-up if you'll make
any
me
what?
Buy-up.
I've got a better idea. This will take you
basically tabs and that.
Right, okay.
A little souvenir you left me. You owe me $5,000. And I want
it. Oh, yeah.
Now, oh, yeah, Etty was given loads of money when she got out of prison because it turned out that she hadn't actually been really sent to prison. She'd been on land for 40 years or something. Big and
strong for now. That David Mallet?
They just forgot about it. No, that's Limahl. She just doesn't
understand. Oh. Look after me. An all-star cast.
Well, that's Lou. Life. And I just realised she hasn't been in this episode either.
What's that you got?
Nothing.
Don't fool me. Hand it over.
Give it back.
Oh, no.
It's coke, you bloody lunatic. The screws went over every inch of this hole. What do you think would happen if they found this little number?
I knew they wouldn't find it. They never shit.
It's just for me saying her saying I'll screws and a hole in. Saying,
and I'm not copping any rats.
You're
giving yourself a
headache. It's very childish, isn't it?
Things are too hot and you're too bloody stupid.
I'll tell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Mrs. Ballinger, she gave it to me and she'll be real mad if you don't give it back.
Oh, she did you?
Oh, she's grassed her up.
No lagging.
She's lagged all over shop.
Keep it out of sight, understand?
Yeah, there's only a couple of snots in it anyway, so it won't be here for very long.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Bloody hell, she's not sleeping sight, it's bedtime.
Is she dead, yeah? No, she's still breathing. I can see her breathing, that doesn't necessarily mean the thing.
That was true. What is happening though? She's getting that pillow. I can't believe I've got this episode! Oh!
It was a bad dream.
I was suffocating.
Oh, no, it's giving Jenny ideas there.
Oh, was it?
Check the room. The window.
Oh, shit.
I can't remember.
It was a
Do as I say, girl.
Shit. Oh shit, is it actually Pippa?
That would have been a much better story.
It's like Pippa's trying to rescue Jenny. Like, get rid of someone bad.
I reckon that would have been a great story. If Pippa killed the old woman.
Yeah, to rescue Jenny.
And then set Jenny up.
The daughter of the prison warden or whatever she is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
That doesn't happen.
It was just a dream.
That would be good, though.
That would be good.
Whatever you think of me, Jennifer, I'm not senile. It was no dream.
No, you just a...
Go back and have a word. The guy who played Harold Bishop, who wrote loads of these.
Did I?
Yeah.
Please try and get some sleep.
Under his real name.
You don't care, but, do you?
If it was still him.
Isn't he like, his family's like originally like from Portsmouth or something?
Jennifer, why don't you answer me?
I mean, you can trace most of them back up.
Yeah.
It wasn't a dream.
There's no one there. Oh,
shit. I thought that window was going to open.
Again, would have been good.
Oh, she didn't like your
beating,
that's for sure.
I mean, I need to spend more money on this nativity.
Well, I'm just good
with
numbers.
I was going to say, Mother Teresa.
To be honest, when I was a nipper, everyone thought I was a bit, well, thick.
Oh, as you know.
Oh, yeah, and that's right, too. Except for numbers. I don't have anything all on my head. If I'm writing anything down, not good at the writing down stuff.
But division and multiplication, too. I mean, really, really long numbers, eh?
It's
oh, yeah.
Look, you think it's a number, then ask me.
No, Julie's not only nice, but she's incredibly smart.
Come on, Dad.
She's incredibly well.
Smart. So she knows loads of stuff about everything.
You better, Belger. They're great teeth, but lousy gums.
Oh, sorry.
Bitch.
Oh, blimey. Go on, duffer up.
Not a dicky bird. I've been waiting for the axe to fall, but not a damn thing. And yet Renault comes racing back because of one lousy joint. But it doesn't make sense. I mean, why hasn't Bella...
That corridor gets used a lot.
Obviously, she doesn't know her stash is missing. Oh,
okay.
Sometimes they cut in the middle of a scene.
Obviously, she and the freak...
And then they'll just start walking the other way.
And seeing as how it wasn't my fault, I thought...
And you can tell it's the other way because the doors on the... are in exactly the same position, but on the other side.
Nice.
So could the screws. You're careless.
Just say she's got a bruise on her face, hasn't she?
Yeah, Myra tried her right at the start, didn't she?
Oh, she did, didn't she? Yeah, I forgot.
Why are you so worried about her when you let a dumbo like Graham keep coking myself?
Are you criticising me, Lou?
No, I was just looking after myself. There's no way I could have got off the hook if the screws had have found it. I mean, it's one thing getting dumbo hooked,
all
but
right,
it's...
All right, you've made your point.
Yeah, well, I just want another...
Give it a rest. Relax.
Don't fuck with a crime boss, Lou.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
So what's happening? All in good time. But when it happens...
Oh, look at her. She's very sneering. No, I don't like her.
Hi.
Morning, sleepyhead. You better have some coffee.
Thanks.
What were you doing last night, Pippa? Out killing anyone?
Paperwork to do after that incident at the prison.
Also, clean hands, Pippa.
I didn't want to take it out on you.
It would have worked as a story. I remember thinking exactly the same thing at the time.
Really?
First time I saw it.
It would have worked well.
Yeah.
I've got to get onto the air.
Looking after a pal.
Maybe they thought it was so obviously going to be Pippa that they didn't do that.
Like a double bluff.
Yeah,
maybe.
Or they didn't think of it. One of the two.
Or they did. But.
No, he isn't. Don't start, Mum. You are smothering me just like he tries to. I mean, that's one of the reasons I want to leave early. By the time he finds out I'm gone, it'll be
too late. You mean you're not going to tell him?
What's the point? I'll see him right up until I go, and then I'll leave him a note.
Such a hand.
He'd be so callous and unfeeling.
For God's sake, I don't want to be a housewife tied to a kitchen sink in some backwater. Well, my husband, the professor, goes out and plays breadwinner.
No one is forcing you to, but the least you could do is tell the man to his face when he's come 12,000
miles.
Why, make a big deal of it. Mum, I don't want any hassles.
She has great hair. Means common decency and that frizz in that Australian heat and humidity. I
will. And well, mid-80s, you'd expect it to be a bit more permed. You
really are. Yeah. She's too brave.
It's still quite big.
She didn't have her death.
Yeah, it's quite big, but it's not your normal 80s big.
No, it's not, no. It's not a poodle perm.
Luke Kelly's got proper 80s hair. It means now that hair is huge. Shampoo,
Lexi. Yeah, well, good hair. Me. I'm not a thief
like some people. No, sorry, Mara.
Thanks, love. Good luck.
Hey, if you're so good with numbers, how about subtracting $5,000 from your bank account and putting it into mine?
It's not how maths works.
That was a good thinking face she did then as well. Classic thinking face.
Well, I think when she got released from prison before, she gave loads of people IOUs saying that she was going to give them loads of money.
Okay.
And all of them realised that they weren't real, apart from Lexi, who's trying to hold it.
Because they've lost something, Ballinger. I mean, you can't trust anyone anymore, can you?
Oh, shit.
You took them, you bitch. Oh, now there's gratitude for you.
Oh, she's ace. I've
brought you a present.
Yeah, too. She is.
Not a very flattering photo, is it? But I'm sure your husband will love it for his scrapbook.
They couldn't have made her look more like a stereotypical lesbian, could they?
Or a Nazi.
Or a Nazi. Oh, look at this here.
Hey, Daphne.
She'll sniff.
Daphne on the old naughty salt.
Naughty salt? I've never heard that before.
Before you haven't heard naughty song.
No. Bitch. I can still say that.
Oh, that was it. That was a big finish. Daphne got caught with coke.
But we knew that she was taking it anyway because we'd already found that out.
Yeah, but she hadn't been caught.
Oh, she hadn't been caught, she did. No.
Jenny was so boring, they didn't even give her a fake name. The actress was called Jenny as well.
It's like we're not keeping her in it.
Ian Smith as Hal Bishop.
Right, oh yes.
The scene of Colin Christmas is involved.
Amazing.
It might be a few years after Colin Christmas was in.
Colin Christmas. What a name.
But hopefully Gilbert Broadway did the hair.
Oh no, it's so sad.
Travel Lodge. Hey!
Travel Lodge.
It's sad that I can call it Travel Lodge. I know it's about to appear.
Did Travel Lodge want to be associated with a prison? That's not a good representation of the brand.
They probably wanted to be thanked for the good work.
Yeah. Fair.
There you go. Well, that was episode 546 of.
That was delightful.
What on earth did you think of that?
Do you know what? I had a great time.
It's good, isn't it? It's good.
It is. I can't believe how much they squeeze into one episode.
So many characters, so many storylines going on.
Yeah.
And
keeps it interesting.
So what I always ask at this point is, what do you think happens in episode 547?
Well, I hope Jenny's grandma cops for it, because like, obviously we've seen a little hint of that now.
Spoiler alert, she does.
Yeah. But
maybe not next episode, but very soon.
Very soon. So that was like a little foreshadowing. But then it wasn't Jenny that was doing it, so like, who did it? Because that wasn't Jenny there.
It's one of those storylines that's commonly known as a who did it.
Right. Okay.
And it wasn't Jenny, but she gets sent down for it. But it is eventually revealed who, and it still doesn't matter.
Great.
It's still Jenny. It's just Jenny.
Yeah. But we're happy that Jenny gets it, so that's fine.
Everyone was delighted to see Jenny sent down for a crime she didn't commit.
To be fair, I feel like she needs it as a bit of sort of like a character building experience.
Come on, girl. She does, yeah.
Need to talk a little bit.
Yeah, the only problem is that she eventually gets out.
Yeah, but hopefully she comes out a bit of a better person.
No, no, she was still a simpering twat.
Good. Okay, good. Oh, that's a shame. But yeah, I feel sorry for Daphne.
In fact, she was one of the people who was in that Neighbours prisoner reunion thing.
Was she?
Yeah, and she should.
I need to find that.
Because all the other, I'll send you it, because we're weirdly still got the clip from Christmas.
Gotcha.
But she shouldn't be in it, because all the others were people who'd been in prisoner for a while.
Yeah.
And then she's there, and she was in like maybe 20 episodes, and everyone hated her. So she really shouldn't have been included with Judy and Margot and
Dawn. Yeah.
Lots of legends of the show.
Did they put her in Fallout, though? So somebody that you're like, oh, God, why is she here?
Maybe someone good had dropped out and she was available. So
yeah, maybe that's what it is. But she doesn't do anything.
In reception, Toya.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh,
just like him.
Always available.
But I'm not doing anything. I'll be in it.
Just in case.
Just knocking around.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I wonder what will happen to Daphne. It's like now she's being busted by Myra. Myra's going to like give her a scuff around the ear and say, what are you playing at?
Is Myra going to take that out on Daphne or take it out on the person who supplied Daphne?
It's a good point. Yeah. Does Myra's top dog, but also she's loyal.
Yeah. Although she hasn't met, Jenny met Daphne a few weeks ago because Daphne's one of the new characters who's come over, so this
is okay.
But the show doesn't seem to remember that very often. So at the moment, Lexi and Julie are best mates, and they haven't known each other that long. Really, they haven't.
It's fine, we'll just write it.
Okay, so what other storylines did we see there? Obviously, it was mainly Mervyn. Do you reckon Mervyn's gonna fucking hang around for ages?
Yeah, because he's annoyed.
Yeah, he fucking does.
And he's slimy.
He's not even funny, though. That's the thing.
No.
If there was comic relief, at least do something funny.
Yeah.
He goes on a cooking show at one point, and I can't be the only person who hoped that that will be the storyline where snipers break into a TV studio and kill everyone.
He gets a bad case of norovirus.
What happens is he wins a cooking competition on TV. No. You go, what's the last thing anyone wanted?
No, it seems like that relationship between him and Joyce reminded me of, Richard and Hyacinth in Keeping Up Appearances.
That's not where that sentence, that didn't go what I was expecting. I was so sure you were going to say Richard and Judy.
Yes! She get a tit out on stage as well, because that happens.
We've all done it.
Yeah, but he's just like that. Oh, I don't know. It's like that sort of browbeaten bloke that you saw a lot in the 80s and like stuff. Like, oh, come on. And then she's like moaning and, like the housewife thing.
Joyce used to be okay. Because she's a prison guard. You probably didn't get that saying that. But she's also a prison guard. She used to be fine. She was one of the relatively nice, approachable prison guards, because they have to have the nicer ones in order to make Joe look fucking evil and psychotic.
Yeah.
So Joyce is like, along with Meg, the other nice one. But they made her into a bit of a prat.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been a bit of comic relief.
Yeah. And it was never funny, because Prisoner wasn't tried to be funny. Wasn't funny.
No.
It's at its best when it's laughable.
Yeah, when it's not meant to be funny.
Yeah. Sometimes it was just funny because the stuff they did was so absurd. Mm-hmm. But when they had people who were in there for comment, like around this time, you had Marlene Warren, who was fucking annoying. You had Mervyn, who was fucking annoying. And they're supposed to be kind of lighthearted characters. And I think essentially the show ends up getting cancelled because of people like them.
Okay.
I'm going to take that to their deathbeds.
Good, they should. They killed the show.
Yeah, I haven't even checked to see if those people are still alive. But Mervyn, I mean, he's quite old there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is old.
But it's quite easy to say he's clearly in his 60s. because
okay, idea.
It's like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And people then in there who looked like they were in their 60s were like 38.
35.
Yeah. Remember 3, 2, 1?
Yes.
Right. If you go and watch a clip of that online, I've done that as well because I was trying to get some 3, 2, 1 example questions for another thing that I'm doing. But anyway, so, and hosted by Ted Rogers.
Yes, I remember Ted.
Incredibly old man.
Yeah.
The episode I saw was from about 1983 or something like that. He was 42.
Bloody hell. Well, it's funny you mention that because I thought Mervyn looked like Ted Rogers. Yeah, it looked like he could be doing that.
90% wrinkles.
Yeah.
That's what he was, yeah. And he
people
was
didn't look after themselves, did they?
And I don't want to shock anyone. That's a lot younger than me. I don't look like Ted Rogers, I hope.
You don't look like Ted Rogers. So, yeah, well, yeah, so it would be 3 years older than me.
I'd be ashamed if my cop were like Ted Rogers. And now I'm concerned it does. God.
Need to ask you another half. It's my cop look like Ted Rogers.
She won't know who Ted Rogers is. I'll have to show an episode of 3, 2, 1 as a point of comparison.
Okay, good. Maybe that's what you should do.
You just made me through an hour of that. Just to do that. Yeah.
Just do a knob comparison.
I mean, I should do it yesterday. It was Valentine's Day yesterday.
Here's your treat. Here's Dusty Bing to go with it.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what happens next episode, essentially. That's what's coming up on Prisoner. That's what they could have played in. Not all of it, obviously. Once I've edited some of that out, that's what I'll say. It's what happens next in Prisoner.
Which bit should you edit out? I don't know.
I'll have to edit something out. I can't talk about Ted Rogers looking like my cock on a podcast. I would get frowned upon even by Apple.
Yeah.
They let any old twat on there.
They do. It's true. Anybody can do a podcast these days.
As this podcast proves, essentially. But, right. One thing left to do, and that is the celebrated No Lagging Series 2 quiz.
Can't wait.
Right. So,
is this going to be based on what I've just watched?
No, this is based on the show in general, but they are all multiple choice answers. Unless you're someone who I think has got more knowledge of the show than I have, in which case you don't get given the multiple choice answers.
I definitely don't.
Yeah, you get the multiple choice answers.
Okay,
in fact, you might just get a choice of one just to see how this goes. It will be easier. Right, so I believe the score to beat is like... I can't remember, actually. Not many.
Okay.
Greg, edit in here however many the highest score is. Thanks.
Fuck knows. That wasn't part of my contract.
And how many is it out of?
10. Definitely out of 10.
Out of 10. Right, okay.
I only had time to make 10. I'm not upgrading to do more questions.
Quizener cell block H.
Okay. Question one. Who was the first character to be seen getting murdered in the prison? Is it Anne Yates, Bill Jackson, Harry Smith, or Sally Lee? Oh, I forgot. Tension music under this bit, please. Thank you.
I'm going to reckon, because it's a women's prison, I think it's going to be a bloke, so I'm going to go Harry Smith.
Okay. Yeah, well, Dennis works there, doesn't he? So
that's it. Odd one out.
Yeah. Two of them were blokes, two of them were women. So, which character knew Susie Driscoll prior to her arrival at Wentworth? Was it Joyce, Judy, Meg, or Mouse? And you saw two of those.
I did. I'm going to go Joyce. She knew her on the outside.
On the outside, right now. Who found a gun buried in the prison garden? Daphne, Julie, Rita, or Willie?
Is any of them a dog? Because it's that one.
No.
Shame. Okay.
In fact, three of them were in the episode you just saw.
I'm going to go Daphne, because I like Daphne, because she's hapless.
I like Daphne, she knows when to get good coat. What colour was Julie Egbert's cardigan? Green, orange, pink, or yellow?
Right. Was that in what we just watched?
Julie was in it, yeah. So it's like the observation round on the Krypton Factor.
It is.
Only simultaneously better and worse.
I'd like to see this lot do the Krypton Factor.
Really?
That'd be great. Yeah.
I wouldn't like to see anyone do the Krypton Factor.
Oh, I love it. I love the Krypton Factor. I'm going to go green because I think it'll go nice with beige.
Okay. The actress playing which character changed overnight? Was it Helen Smart? Don't laugh at the question.
I love that sort of thing though.
What was it? Helen Smart, Lisa Mullins, Lorna Young, Addie Lawson.
Oh. Lorna.
Lorna. The answers are always in alphabetical order, by the way, because I didn't know how to... I can't work out how to change that.
Okay, good. Nice observation.
I think it's because I didn't have A, B, C, D, Dexter.
Okay.
So...
That makes sense.
Yeah. How many episodes were there between Joan Ferguson arriving...
Ooh. Yeah, my favourite.
...and B. Smith leaving? 114, 147, 198, 233. A lot of people say the show's two biggest characters.
Yeah, they're the two that I remember. I'm going to go the 200 one. Can't remember what the number was, but...
233?
Yeah. I'm going to go for that.
What was Laura Lee Wilkinson's real first name? Oh, we're nearly at where Laura Lee turns up, but we didn't quite
get there.
She's a few episodes away, Laura Lee. What was her real first name? Was it Darlene, Lurline, Marlene, or Wolverine?
I want to say Wolverine, obviously, but also I'm going to go for Darlene, because that's very Australian.
Couldn't move for Darlene's in Australia in the 80s. Which three characters did Alf Stewart play? At this point, I have to say, I know he's not called Alf Stewart. Stop writing in. I'm not a fucking idiot. I only keep doing that for you lot. His name's Ray something.
And everybody knows him as Alf anyway, it's fine.
Yeah, he's essentially called Alf Stewart, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah.
It's like Harold Bishop wrote the show. He's still Harold Bishop.
He's still Harold. He always will be Harold Bishop.
Yeah. Anyway, which three characters did Alf Stewart play? Bruce, Brad and Fred. Jeff, Kurt and Ernest. Matt, Luke and Ken. Or Stan, Jack and Blakey?
Matt, Luke and Ken.
Matt, Luke and Ken. What was Rita's brother called? Bongo, Dingo, Mango or Pingu? Neither Rita or her brother were in today's episode.
I'm going to say Pingu for lols.
I've already got those lols for saying Pingu. It's all right.
I want to say it because it's funny.
Okay. I don't think that one's right.
No, I don't think it is. But I'll take that one.
And question 10, and some would say it's the big finish. And the biggest question, you know, on Lost, there was those questions they didn't answer.
Oh, yeah.
Prisoner has some of those as well, and this is probably the biggest one of those.
Okay.
Who moved Vera's radio? Was it Colleen, Fletch, Meg, or We Just Don't Know?
Well, we just don't know. One of the big unanswered questions of Cell Block.
Okay. You got 2 out of 10.
Nailed it.
I think someone else got 2 out of 10. Who else was really shit and not paying attention? I think it might have been Dr. Steve. Steve, it wasn't you. I apologise. Pretty sure it was you.
I'll take two.
2 out of 10. I mean, if you were guessing all of them,
yeah,
you'd get 2.5. So...
And I'll take, you know, obviously I knew Pingu was the answer, so...
Yeah. So you got... Yeah, so yours was 2 out of 9.
Yeah.
Steve's was 2 out of 10. So yours was better than Steve.
So mine's better than you. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve. You're still the worst at this.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, no... So you're unlikely... Steve's definitely out of the running to win a solid gold hat, which is the prize for the...
Solid gold hat.
Nice. Solid gold hat. It's always the prize. It's a solid gold hat.
What sort of hat is it?
Yeah, well, I reckon it's probably like a trilby.
Trilby, yeah. Yeah, flat cap if it's Dennis.
Yeah, or I was thinking also maybe like a boater.
Mervyn would wear a boater.
Yeah, and it looks like...
Oh, what a dick.
It look, yeah, he definitely would because...
He would, yeah.
Absolutely.
And he'd wear a cravat as well.
Oh, I fucking hate him. He really... He'd look... Have you ever seen the ABC video for Look of Love? They're all dressed like Mervyn.
Yeah, they are.
A bunch of fucking Mervyns.
That's a new insult. Hi, he's such a Mervyn. I want to get that into vernacular.
Yeah, the problem is I've never seen Mervyn dressed like that. Yeah, I'm now always going to associate that with him. Anything else you want to say about Prison Cell Blockade? Do you get why it's so popular with people like me and other people similar standing?
Find similar standing. Yeah, definitely. I remember it being on and thinking it was really interesting because the plot moves so fast. Because there's so much happening in every episode, it's like, oh, bloody hell, like something else happened. You know, is there like a storyline that goes through the whole season? I don't know. I guess like with Jenny's grandma and yeah. So
episode 1, someone moves Vera's radio. Episode 692, they move it back again. Everything in between is a free for all.
I'll take that. Yeah, no, I think so. And I like that the acting is very hammy, which I always enjoy, no matter what it is, whether it's a TV show, whether it's a film. If the acting is like really over the top, I just enjoy watching it because it's fun.
You see, this show always gets criticised for its shit acting, and I always go, no, the acting's generally good.
Yeah.
It's just that every so often someone comes along who's shit and it really stands out
being
shit. Murder. Yeah. And, it's, and Lexi as well in this one.
Yeah.
And, it's not great because of... Those people give this show a bad reputation that it doesn't deserve. Because the action's fine, the storylines are fine, the sets are mostly standing up. It's
mostly. Standing up 90% of the time.
Yeah, those are the things they get criticised for. And it's unfair, I think, because generally those things are all fine with the show. It's just like, if you look too hard at it, like I probably have, you do notice things like the people getting names wrong and sets wobbling and people having different accents from one episode to another.
I just realised what it kind of reminds me of. Remember Acorn Antiques?
Well, Acorn Antiques would have started around the time this was finishing in Australia. Yeah,
right. Okay.
And I'm not saying that. That's Mrs. Overall.
Yeah, she is.
But I think it is. I think essentially, I know it's also based on like Crossroads and stuff. I never saw
Crossroads.
But there's definitely hints of Prisoner in Acorn Antiques. And mainly I see Lizzie as Mrs. Overall.
Yeah.
Although Lizzie's about 100 episodes gone now from the one we saw tonight.
Left
and Lizzie left and they had to get all the new people in.
We got all the new people in.
Yeah.
Who was the one, Brian?
Joan show.
Who was the one right on the edge? The, like, my left, your right?
That's not helpful. You don't know if my...
That's a good point. That's not helpful at all. The one who looks really haggard, not the glam one. That's Other side. That one.
Mouse.
That's Mouse. Okay.
She was in the Neighbours thing. The thing they did for Neighbours.
Right. She looks like, you know, when you saw those really rough photos of Britney Spears. She looks like that.
I didn't see those really rough photos.
Oh, I missed out. Spears. Yeah. She was like, she had a rough time with old Britney.
I remember when I shaved her head.
Yes, and she was having a rough old time. She looks like Britney Spears.
Well, I haven't seen the photos, but she does look a bit like a haggard Britney.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so any other lookalikes in here? Margot, who's that one.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a direct lookalike, but she does have the first mullet.
It's a good mullet.
Yeah, it's a good mullet that's pre, like, 1981.
When was Pat Sharp? When was he around?
Pat Sharp's later in the 80s.
I remember watching him as a kid, so that was probably 90s, was it?
In Cambridge, there was like an 80s night that was on at one of the pubs or something like that. And he was in to host it, so he's like...
Yeah.
He does that sort of like live event stuff and all. The best thing was, there was a typo on all the posters, and he was down as being called Pat Shape.
That's his tribute act.
That's now how I know him.
Pat Shape.
Yeah, and my mate saw him. He didn't have his mullet anymore. So, well, mate, I don't think he meant to be that offensive, but he may have had a few beverages and just said, "What happened to your mullet?" And Pat goes, "I haven't had that for 20 years now." And my mate went, "Fucking hell, you haven't been on telly much, have you?" I don't think he meant to be nasty, but fucking hell. Shake's face just dropped.
Pat Shake. Poor Pat Shake. Did he do something recently that he sort of vaguely got cancelled for? I'm sure he said something.
Well, he once hosted Top of the Pops. Does that count?
Oh, shit. Yeah, probably.
I assume he's done something amiss.
I can't think of Pat Shapes like that. It ruins my childhood.
Well, he hasn't got his mullet anymore. Yeah. Also, he said that he had the twins from Funhouse in the boot of his car.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe that was it. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I know. That's what he said that night, unless he was doing that hiding in plain sight thing.
Shit.
Which is technically hiding in plain sight, but also hiding in a car boot.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's not right.
Hiding in plain sight in a boot. That's that old saying.
I know it well.
Yeah. It was on Catchphrase once. Oh, no. That was Roy Walker. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Too confused. Easily
done.
But the roses here are.
When morning comes around, he used to give me roses. I wish he could again, but that was on the outside. Things were different then.
These do all the hair on prison cell vacations. It was hair by... It was never someone's hair.
Right.
Hair.
He did everybody.
But, so all those women behind me, and you see how bad their hair looks. That was all by Gilbert Broadway.
But it's not bad hair because it's very 80s. It's like, that is all 80s hair.
That's bad hair.
It is.
Ian Brown there, that's bad hair.
Ian Brown. It's Ian Brown.
We were trying to cast for a prisoner musical, and the only one we could think of was Ian Brown playing Lizzie.
Ian Brown playing Lizzie. Britney is Mouse. Yeah.
I know, you could probably have like Limahl as Margot. I don't know. Judy, probably KD Lam.
Yeah, we can know we can get Kitson in as Joyce.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he'll say yeah.
He could probably go. The problem is, most of the people in it would be men. That would be the downside.
Which isn't saying much for the women who are in it.
No, but I don't think that. As the mate of mine pointed out to me, it's the least sexy show ever made.
It is. They clearly put Jenny and Pippa in for a bit of sex appeal. And it's like, well, they're maybe simpering Pippa. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe not Jenny.
She's
so wet. Her face is essentially a flannel.
Flannel. It is, you're right. Yeah, she is.
I just thought of that. I don't even know if that's a saying. I'm going to use that again.
I think you should.